So I don't know about you, but I have a terrible time getting to sleep. My brain just goes on, and I can't get it to quiet, and I can't get my body to stop wiggling. And so this next speaker is especially for me. So I'm sharing it with you. So take the blessing, watch, and learn how to sleep better.
Building spirituality, family, health, and business. This is the Giant Builders with Lois Wyant.
All right, hello, Giant Builders. I want to say this to you, and I've said it before, but I want you to know that you are so important to me, and I so appreciate the fact that you're listening. And I'm going to do my very best to try to find guests that are going to bring you great information. Like today, we have Christina Dawson. Hi, Christina, how are you?
I'm good. Glad to be here.
Well, thank you. Please tell the listeners a little bit about what you do.
Well, during COVID, I noticed that a lot of people were getting stressed. A lot of people were feeling isolated, and they were doing a lot of complaining about physical illness, the effects that stress has on them, like not being able to sleep all that well. And I remembered that I had done a relaxation tape. Does everybody remember the cassette tapes?
I do.
And I had put that together because psychiatrists in the area that I where I was living had said, "Do you have anything for people to deal with stress?" And I said, "Yes, I've got a guided relaxation tape." So I would literally get prescriptions from psychiatrists that their patients would send me with a check, and I would send them a relaxation tape. And I looked around and realized that needed to be upgraded, and a few things needed to be added, like breathing and stretching. And learning how to stop those racing thoughts in order for people to cope with the tremendously chaotic environment we're living in now. So I put together a toolkit. And for me, because I have practiced this, I'm attention deficit.
Oh, no,
And
stop, stop. So in our house, you need to know it's attention deficit gifted. It's ADG.
ah,
Okay.
very good.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. You can continue now.
So I am attention gifted. That means that I can go in just about any direction at just about any time. So I have learned, having gotten an honors BA and gotten a master's in social work, at clinical social work, and gone back and done postgraduate courses. In my 60s, I am able to attend, and it's because I've learned some of the stuff that has come out of dance and come out of social work, clinical social work. So I put that package together because if you don't stay on track at the end of the day, those counter thoughts, I didn't get this done, I didn't get that done, how am I going to cope with tomorrow? And then you can't sleep. So I've
Me.
learned, you may want to look at this
Oh,
program.
I will, because sometimes there's some nights where I got my little music, my little waves playing, and I'm counting to 1,012 times, and I just can't get my brain to shut off.
Two things. I've been told when I do this that I have the voice that can put anyone to sleep.
I'm sure that's meant in a good way.
Yes. And my clients have said, "I'm sorry, I can't write a testimonial. I've never made it to the end of the relaxation." And I went, "That's the point." So I've done it in two forms. One where I talk you through. And the reason people don't make it to the end is I have you breathing. So you're focused on your breathing. I have you tensing and relaxing. So if just focusing on your breathing doesn't tie your brain up enough, tensing and relaxing does, because you have to count your breath and you have to relax. You have to count your breath in as you tense, hold. You have to count your breath out as you relax. And you're checking how much you're relaxing. And I take you through your entire body. After you've learned to do that and learned your tension points, because mine are different than yours. Mine's my neck and my shoulders. Sometimes my toes, because I was a dancer. Use your feet a lot. And once you learn those stress points, you can walk yourself through and concentrate on the ridiculously stressed areas and then be gone in like 6.5 minutes.
Can so a stress area be also classified as an area of pain? Is that the same thing? Okay.
Yeah. Because of all my dance experience, I have arthritis in one vertebra in my back. And so I have to make sure that's relaxed. And in the summer, it's the working in the garden. In the winter, it's the shoveling snow that will reactivate that. So I have to focus on that area every single time. Anyway, so that's part of the toolkit. The other part is learning breathing. If you've had a baby, you know a certain kind of breathing to deal with that pain, okay? If you've ever been frightened, there's a kind of breathing to get you back into not holding your breath. And if you need to revive yourself, there's a certain kind of breathing for that. So I take you through 4 different types of breathing. When we lost my husband, I remember having to walk my kids through, now breathe, so that they could just cope with the fact that their dad was gone. Mm-hmm. It was a sudden experience for them, first thing in the morning, and I had to tell them. So I've used these techniques, okay? I'll give you one example.
Oh, please do.
You do a lot of video recording, correct?
Correct.
You're sitting in front of a camera. Mm-hmm. In between what I do, so that you're more open and relaxed, is I have you do something called the lion and the prune.
Okay. Okay.
So what you do is you take a deep breath and you open up your face. So your eyebrows go to your hairline and you smile as wide as you can and you open your nose as wide as you can and you stick out your tongue. You're a lion. Roar.
And boy, I'm silly.
Exactly. The other part, this can't be all serious.
Well, obviously.
If you're going to tackle these issues, you have to have some fun.
Okay.
So the other side is the prune. So you push all of the breath out of your body and you squeeze everything down and press your lips together. And then relax. And then you open everything back up. And relax. And after you do that 2 or 3 times, you check your face. And how does your face feel?
It feels more relaxed, especially through here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're more relaxed and you've been doing the breathing, your brain works better because it works on oxygen.
Yeah.
And if your face is more relaxed, you look more receptive to the person that you're interviewing or talking with.
Okay.
And you're more receptive.
Ah, okay. All right.
So
Giant Builders, you know what I'm doing between sessions here.
Yes, very good. Try it out and let me know how it works for
I
you.
I will. Well, okay, let's talk a little bit about why sleep is so important. I mean, we kind of have the obvious things, but talking through this process as far as like how much sleep do we need? Can I survive on 3 or 4 hours of sleep or?
No. They say that the average adult, and I'm going to deal with adults mostly, they say that the average adult needs between 7 and 9 hours sleep a night. And that if you skip it during the week, you really can't make up for it on the weekend. There is no playing catch up. That's a myth. And that what lack of sleep does is it affects your heart. So there's a lot more heart disease. These are things you're inviting into your life by not sleeping what your body needs. Mm-hmm. Because during sleep, your body calms down, your body regenerates, your mind gets a chance to put things away. So it gets a chance to calm down and rebuild. The toxins in your body get a chance to leave. Blood pressure goes down. Lack of sleep leads to weight gain. Lack of sleep leads to poor judgment, poor decision-making. Sleep and depression are mutually inclusive. Lack of sleep leads to depression. Depression leads to lack of sleep. It's just this one circular motion. It interferes with your relationships with other people. They were looking at it costing trillions of dollars a year in terms of productivity, just for the American working population. That was a figure that came out in 2021. And the Center for Disease Control says that a third of the adult population in the United States is sleep deprived. So you've got your personal relationships, you've got your productivity at work, you've got your decision making, more accidents happen and deaths because of sleep deprivation. More sick days are lost at work. Blood pressure, diabetes, they're all increased. Heart disease, heart attacks, because of lack of sleep. Now, this was an interesting fact I found out, because I've done a lot of research on this, is people also underestimate the degree that sleep deprivation is affecting them. So if it affects your thinking and your judgment, it also affects your judgment around, well, I can get by in 5 hours sleep. How many people tell you that?
Yeah.
And they do get by. But they in psychology, in some of the psychology magazines, they've done tests, and people on less than 6 hours sleep performed worse on the tests than people that had 7 or more hours sleep. And yet we continue to go, oh, I'm fine. I'm doing okay. And yet it affects every aspect of your life.
So what about power naps? I've heard that term used often.
And they say that that helps.
Okay.
And for some people, anything more than 30 or 40 minutes, it does not revive you. We're talking total amount of sleep. Some people can do 5 hours at night. Then they need to do 2 hours someplace else. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's not Saturday morning sleep in. I missed, and people will regularly miss an hour a night. Monday to Friday, and then say, well, I'll catch up Saturday morning. The body doesn't understand catch up. The other thing that I was absolutely amazed at is, and I've worked with nurses most of my career, and a lot of them are in institutions or childcare workers, or corrections officers, and they're working shifts. Mm-hmm. And so they will take Gravol, they'll take Benadryl, they'll take over-the-counter medications, they'll take sleeping pills, they'll take herbal remedies. I found my mother taking tryptophan, and she was a nurse, and she was back in school, doing her, upgrading her degree. And she was saying, well, I have to stay up so late at night. And then I have all this new information. I said, Mom, what are you doing? So I taught my mother a sleep routine. And she said, this works. And I went, well, yeah. Hmm. And we both used to be Nighthawks. So she knew that I knew the score when it came to that area.
So most of your process is using your tape?
Well, there's the guided relaxation.
Okay.
There's stretching, and I include the lion and the prune in that. But we most of us aren't in construction work. Most of us aren't plumbers or electrical or carpentry. We're sitting. Mm-hmm. You know, even the dentists that I know have said, I'm doing this leaning over position and I'm doing this, and I'm doing that, but I'm really not fully stretching my body. So I've got a full body stretch that I take people through, and you can find which ones you need more depending upon your lifestyle. If what you do is a lot of walking and sitting, then you need to stretch, you know, your arms are never above your head. Yeah. You know, you're always looking forward. How about some neck rolls? How about your shoulders? How about your hips? I have one thing that I use. I sit on a little air seat, and it's something that my chiropractor taught me. Is that if you're sitting still, all those muscles don't get exercised. If you're sitting on a little airbag, that's what I call it, my air seat. And if I'm traveling any distance, I will take it with me. Because you can't, when you're driving, every 20 minutes, get up and stretch. Mm-hmm. You have to get out of the car. You know, you're not going to get there very fast. And I do that. And I can feel my body moving just slightly, but it's enough to keep those muscles exercised. So my don't get tense. Now, it's the only gadget that I personally use.
Okay.
I try to teach everybody how to breathe, mm-hmm. how to stretch, the guided relaxation. Okay. I also very strongly suggest that you do, besides stretching, some form of movement. Mm. Number one, it can take the anxiety away. It can take the stress away. It can just help you relax. I also include two techniques when you've got a racing mind and you just need to shut it off so you can focus on the task at hand: thought stopping and redirection.
Okay.
Because people don't know how to stop before they go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
They don't.
Well, how do you stop your thoughts?
Stop!
Stop!
Now, And then after that, I put in what that person needs. I have one client right now who is beginning to catch herself. Stop. Well, then we need to replace it with something. I want you to focus on breathing in and out to the count of four, okay, until you can feel yourself back here right now. And then she's good. Then she can go back to what she needed to focus on. Another person, stop, they get up and they move around. They go get their water. They refill their water. They go to the bathroom and wash their face. They go do something. It's an action. And then they can come back and get back in the groove.
Okay. Well, that's
so. Fun. Yes. But everyone, it's tricky. You know, some people have that. Some people, their mind just drifts. You know, the old joke about, you know, you ask a man what he's thinking and he goes, nothing. Women need to learn nothing.
Yeah.
A little black box that's empty and just go there and relax. The thing that we're doing with our body with all this stress is our cortisol's through the roof. And that causes dis-ease. Stress and dis-ease go together. So we need to, every time we feel that stress, get rid of it fast, 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 fast. The faster we can get rid of it, the less chance that cortisol has to just snap in and go up. How can you sleep if you're stressed? You can't.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I strongly suggest, and there are rules for this, hobbies. You can't just have any old, see behind me?
Uh-huh.
That's pottery.
Oh, okay.
That's one, and I made all those masks.
Okay.
That's one form of a hobby where you have to pay attention.
Hmm.
You have to pay attention because clay has memory. If I push it in one direction, that face will be lopsided when it gets fired in the oven. I have to very carefully concentrate with my fingers as I'm doing that. And when they do it on the wheel, the same thing. Otherwise, the pot goes like this, or the face becomes uneven.
Okay.
So you need a hobby that takes focus and it steps you out of the chaos at home, the stress at work. You know, I used to say to my kids when I would come through the door, mommy needs mommy time. And they'd be all over you because they had you all day or whatever. And mommy needs mommy time. And sometimes it was just, you know, looking at what I could do in my hobby later that week, later that day, while I was making my coffee. And then I could sit down with them and we could do whatever they needed while dinner was cooking, of course. They really began to understand that mummy had mummy time. So they would say to me, no, no, this is my time. And then they could entertain themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they could focus on what they wanted to do. And I think it's really important that people understand that a hobby, it's not just a waste of time. It's something that can be very rewarding, that isn't related to career or being a parent or being a partner. It's yours. And you can take ownership of it and have something productive at the end that you can be proud of, that you've engaged with. And it helps to reduce your stress. Very much so.
Okay. Well, any closing thoughts?
I think it's very important, especially for women, because we have extra stressors on our body, pregnancy, monthly cycles, perimenopause, menopause, postmenopause. Men are beginning to recognize that they have stressors on their body as well. But I think women need to focus on their sleep and their stress. I think it's vital for them because they're one of the major foundations for a family. A lot are out in the world, working a career, bringing home money for the family to survive, let alone thrive. So I think it's very important that their health get addressed, that their sleep issues get addressed, and then they're so much better equipped to take care of everybody else. That if we don't do it for ourselves, what kind of an example are we setting for our kids? How can we say to hubby, hey, take a load off, you know, relax. I have one woman who started the program and she's now taking her husband through it. Come on, honey, let's go to bed. We can listen to Christina. And they're gone. And they wake up the next day. And she just sent me a text the other day and said, you wouldn't believe it.
Oh, that's so exciting.
I know this stuff works.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I thank God that I've been given this talent, because I had to learn this stuff for myself to get through graduate school. Because I had a marriage that was falling apart and I'd been accepted at the school in your country. So I had a lot of stress to deal with, and that's when I really started using this. Mm-hmm. So that I could come out the other end divorced, but I had my master's and I was able to carry on.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to put a link to your site below because we talked earlier and you have a newsletter that you send out, so that will help people through as well. And we'll have your contact information.
I'm sorry. If people sign up, I have a monthly tracker so they can remember to do their relaxation, to do their stretching, and to do their breathing. And they can keep track of that. And then when new things come along in the newsletter, I will let them know.
That sounds perfect. All right. All right. So I'm going to yell stop when my brain starts walking away from me.
And take a deep breath or focus on some little thing and then go back to what you need to.
All right. And lion face and coon face.
Yes.
Okay. I got it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. Giant Builders, leave a note below and let us know how your sleeping is going after this. All right. Thank you, Christina. Have a wonderful day, guys.
Thank you. Bless you.
Thank you for listening. This has been The Giant Builders with Lois Wyant.